KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police Minister Senzo Mqulu has dismissed claims of a white genocide in South Africa as misleading. Releasing the latest quarterly crime stats today, Mqulu said there was no evidence to support the narrative that white South Africans are being specifically targeted for violent attacks. He's urged the public to rely on verified data rather than misinformation circulated online.
Now, we have respect for the United States of America as a country. And we have respect for the President of the United States, President Donald Trump. But we have no respect for his genocide story whatsoever. It is totally unfounded and totally unsubstantiated.
Mqulu says the latest statistics show 6 people were killed in farm attacks between January and March, with 5 of the victims being black and 1 white. Overall, the murder rate in the country is down by 12.4%. All provinces recorded declines except the Northern Cape. Parents at a Westville school are demanding the immediate suspension of a principal accused of misconduct. They were joined by Teachers Union NAPTOSA to protest outside Westville Senior Primary School today. NAPTOSA's Therona Mudli says there have been complaints against the principal since 2022.
They range from sexual harassment of teachers, financial misconduct, general incapacity of running the school, unilateral decisions outside of the ambit of the principal, a breakdown in the relationship between the principal and the school governing body. So there's a host of allegations against him, and the department has really failed the school by dragging their feet on acting decisively in this matter.
Parent Judy Galassi says they'll continue applying pressure until he's removed.
Our teachers are so unsettled and are anxious. They've been booked off for stress, some resigning, and just cannot work with this man. For the sake of supporting the teachers and supporting our children and our phenomenal governing body, we are demanding that the Department of Education actually take action. We would like to see him suspended with immediate effect.
The school governing body says it's engaging with the KZN Department of Education daily. The provincial education department has declined to comment. Harvard University is fighting back after the Trump administration banned it from taking in international students starting next academic year. The administration claims that the university is allowing what it's calling anti-American, pro-terrorist agitators to assault Jewish students and that it's collaborating with China's Communist Party. The institution in Massachusetts has slammed the decision as unlawful and unwarranted. It says it'll be suing. And finally, former President Thabo Mbeki is in Tanzania for the annual Africa Day lecture this weekend in Dar es Salaam. This year's lecture focuses on Africa's self-determination and the blue economy as critical to the continent's future. Mbeki visited the Garden of Remembrance in Morogoro and paid homage to the pioneer journalist, translator and hymn composer Tiyo Soga.
Tiyo Soga was the first African in the 19th century to qualify as a priest. He went to Scotland, the Church of the Presbyterian Church. So they were one of the first trained black intellectuals. There's a famous hymn, now Lisa Sitting Alak, please honor your promise to look after Africa. It's written by Tiyo Soga.
Durban 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 24.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Rassie Erasmus is excited to have his Springbok players together again ahead of the new international season. Nottingham Forest hoping that Morgan Gibbs-White can help them secure Champions League football next season. And Zimbabwe are currently 211 for 5 in their first innings of the first test against England.